You have heard, obviously, the inflation news, which is awful. 40-year high on the inflation front. What's interesting is how Joe Biden is explaining all this. And the explanation is, thank God we're here, or inflation would be worse. You're a reporter. This is at yesterday's press gaggle, asking the president if his policies have done more to make inflation worse. Listen to the question and then watch the dodge, or listen to the dodge.
In this country, do you take any responsibility for your policies?
I think our policies help, not hurt. Think about what they say. The vast majority of the economists think that this is going to be a real tough problem to solve, but it's not because of spending. We brought down the deficit. The bottom line is, how much does America owe? How much in the hole are we going? We're reducing that.
Okay, all of that is false. Let's just take a step back. Let's pretend for a moment that President Biden didn't want to bring down inflation. Let's pretend he went to office and said, I'd like to recreate the inflation of the 70s, back when I was a senator and had real hair. How do I do that? Well, here's what you do. First of all, you print more money. The second thing you do is you run up multi-trillion dollar deficits. And of course, that means borrowing money, since you're not bringing it in taxes. Then you continue to send checks to people to stay home, to continue staying home. Now, yes, I know this started under Trump, but what Trump was doing was justifiable at the time in 2020, because remember, the government deliberately shut down the economy. We weren't talking about masks. We weren't talking about vaccinations. Back then, we were talking about stay home. No restaurants. No public venues. Remember essential versus non-essential jobs? Non-essential stores, close. Essential stores could be open and you could go there, but just go in and out, wear a mask, and hope for the best. The problem with Biden is that when it was clear that, you know, we had a vaccine, that people were starting to get back into the swing of things, he continued sending checks to people throughout 2021 for not working. When he was told that this could lead to inflation and that there were signs that it was already on the rise, do you guys remember what he said? This is transitory. Remember that? Inflation is transitory. It will come and go. Then we were told, well, the people who really are concerned about inflation are the really wealthy people. Which, by the way, was completely upside down. The people who were noticing inflation first were the people who were noticing prices in the stores for basic sundries, for milk, for beef and poultry and fish, for cereal, for basic foodstuffs, paper towels and the like. They noticed the prices going up, and they also noticed the shortage of supplies. So then, who's he blaming now? Yesterday, he said there are two entities to blame for inflation. The first was COVID. And the second is Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine. By the way, when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait in 1990, did that cause inflation? No one's pointed that out yet. No one has said, hey, Mr. President, how come when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, there was no massive increase? When the United States invaded Iraq, was there a huge spike in inflation? No. And by the way, can Joe Biden explain why, when inflation, when COVID is dissipating as a public health threat, it's lifting, it's going away, why is inflation getting worse as the pandemic now becomes an endemic? If COVID causes inflation, shouldn't the reduction in the public health threat, the plummeting hospitalization and death rate, shouldn't that mean inflation is now going down? And you may have heard the ABC News report about 10 minutes ago. It may have peaked. I mean, it's just amazing how the media tries to spin this stuff for them. But the bottom line is that Joe Biden's policies are to blame. Here's another reason for inflation is the rising price of gasoline. The rising price of gasoline, for all intents and purposes, was a deliberate strategy. Joe Biden was told over and over and over again that if he canceled pipelines and canceled oil and gas leases, that it would mean an end to energy independence in the United States. It would mean we would have to import more oil and we would see a rise in the price of gas. Because if you step on the supply of gas while demand is going up, of course prices are going to go up. The consequence of trying to drive natural gas and oil out of business is that prices will escalate. They will rise. They will soar. And of course, Joe Biden is blaming who? Vladimir Putin. But everybody knows the price of gasoline was already going up. And here's what's interesting. Joe Biden will not reverse his awful policies constricting the ability of oil and gas companies to provide more product to meet U.S. demand. But he is asking countries like Russia and Saudi Arabia and Iran and even Venezuela to pump more oil. How crazy is that? How does that bring down global warming? All those countries have far lower environmental standards for the production of oil than we do. So this has just been one incredibly easily avoidable problem that he has worsened. No one to blame but himself on this one. Not even a close call. And of course, his remarks were not remotely persuasive. And this is why a number of people in the president's party are getting nervous about the upcoming elections. They should, because this inflation number, which is now 8.3% and is not transitory, it's locked in. It's been at over 8% now for the last 3-4 months. And it ain't going to be going down in any appreciable numbers in the near future. You're listening to the radio program of record, The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. We have our good buddy Lars Larson checking in with us. We have an update on Elon Musk, Twitter, and Trump. Elon Musk says that he has no problem allowing Donald Trump on Twitter. And then he twisted the knife further. He said it was a mistake to even drive him off Twitter in the first place. You'll hear what Elon Musk has to say and how the founder, the former CEO of Twitter, says that Elon Musk is right and that his own company was wrong.